gas tax was founded on the principle that it could be used to help pay for the roads, because then the people using the roads would be the people paying for it. The more you drive, the more gas you use, the more you ought to have to pay for the roads. It's sort of a benefit principle of taxation, tax according to the benefits you get. But there's a lot of people driving more miles now while using less gasoline. So it turns out gasoline is not really a very good measure of how many miles you drive. Some people have hybrids where they use very little gasoline and drive more miles. And we're going to have increasing use of electric cars. So people would pay no tax and would not be helping to pay for the roads they use. So the purpose of the piece is just to suggest another look at this funding. Gas tax revenue has been falling dramatically over the years and decades, while the infrastructure needs have been increasing steadily. And it's just a mismatch. You know, there's not gasoline tax is not generating enough revenue to pay for the roads.
You offered some options that are out there, such as the possibility of raising the gas tax or reworking it in some way. Can you talk about those?
Well, if you want to stick with a gas tax and you need to use that to pay for the roads, then it would have to be at a higher rate. And one of the problems is that the rate was set years or decades ago. Originally when the 19 cent per gallon gas tax in the state of Illinois was set, decades ago, that might have been a decent sized fraction of the price of gasoline, but it's gotten smaller and smaller as a fraction of the price of gasoline. So to keep the same real value, the rate would have to be higher now. And then you could restructure it to increase with at least the rate of inflation or the price of gasoline or something. In other words, if it were a percentage tax, that might make more sense than a flat number of pennies per gallon. While the price of gas keeps getting higher and higher, the rate of tax keeps getting lower and lower.
And I can't imagine, though, that that's a politically popular way to go.
Nobody wants to pay more taxes, but they also want roads. So the question is, if you're going to build roads, how are you going to pay for it? We could use general revenue. That's not an unreasonable, approach. But you have to make conscious decisions about these things. And people are not going to want to increase in the personal income tax to pay for the roads either. So, just have to make a sensible decision weighing all the pros and cons. The gas tax may not be the best way if you want people to pay for the roads who are using the roads. Then you might want a mileage tax. And technology certainly allows that now. There's good recording devices on every car about how far they drive, and each driver could be sent a bill at the end of the month for how many miles they drive. Or we could have increased use of tolls.
And toll roads are something that we see a lot of in bigger cities quite a bit, but would that be something that could even be possibly palatable to people in more rural areas?
Well, they do use the roads, don't they? And, I'm sure they hope somebody else pays for it, but if they're the ones using the roads, they might be willing to accept the idea that it's fair, that if they use the roads, they could be expected to help pay for it. And, the gasoline tax is not enough to do that. And so they might need either an increase in the gasoline tax, which would let the hybrids and electric vehicles off the hook, or, a mileage tax, but you got to pay for the road somehow, or else let them deteriorate and let the bridges fall down, which is very dangerous.
It seems as though this is always an issue that maybe gets, pops up at some point, and then it sort of gets pushed aside. Again, people don't want to deal with something that might be politically unpopular. In the meantime, like you said, the infrastructure needs continue to grow, and in some cases have become, we've seen incidents of bridges falling down and huge catastrophes that occur because of that. Are we really getting to that breaking point when it comes to infrastructure?
Well, yes. Just because the gasoline tax revenue has been falling steadily and the number of roads and bridges has been increasing steadily, and that higher number of bridges and roads are deteriorating. So there's not enough paid on for maintenance. They really are falling down, and something does need to be done about it. And, it's just not enough for people to say, government needs to be more efficient and do more things with less money. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. That's wishful thinking. One thing that struck me as interesting, just as you were asking about the tolls, it would require a sort of rethinking of, you know, how you even approach the idea of tolls with the public, for example. They're used to thinking of tolls applying only to brand new roads. And maybe that's the politically easy way to do it. It's hard to apply a toll to an old road simply because you seem to be taking something away from those consumers. But when you're offering a brand new road, offering it with a toll does not take something away from them. It gives them, you know, one more option. If you want to pay the toll and, you know, use this new road, you can. And so that's been the political habit so far. But it really doesn't make any sense because the new roads are often undercrowded. And the ones that are most crowded are the older roads that actually need some way to discourage people from overusing them. And a toll, you know, a price per mile, so to speak, for each vehicle on there is a way to sort of regulate the use of the roads to keep them from getting overcrowded. You know, if there's a higher toll on a road at the time that it's most busy and crowded and congested and slowed down to the point where, you know, it has a huge cost on people who are trying to use the road, you know, then tolls would be a way to help redirect that traffic to a different road or to a different time of day. You know, people have flexible work hours. They might be able to come in early or come in late, or regulating the use of our scarce resources. And the roads and bridges are indeed scarce resources in this country. You don't want them overused for, you know, by people that don't have high value for the use of the roads.